Previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
Enough! We'll see who's really meant to have the armor, Starkeepers. And when I find the galactic suit, I'll be sure to destroy this planet.
Phew! He's gone. Just like that?
Oh, he seems pretty confident that he'll find Buster before we do.
We've got to find Buster before sunset. He hates the dark, and strangers, and shadows, and street lamps, and...
Bubbles!
Sorry.
It's okay to be worried about Buster, but remember what you told me earlier? We can trust each other no matter what, right?
Right.
You can trust Sunshine and me. We've never let you down before, and we're not going to now. As long as we depend on each other, we'll find Buster before Nebulos does. No problem.
Easy peasy, like Dex says, right?
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Finding an invisible dog who's also being chased by that Nebulos guy. Huh. How hard can it be? Come back and be a good boy for once.
He is a good boy, Sunny. He just needs extra love and care. I'm sure he's heading home right now to take a nice long nap.
Sure he is.
Okay, so he might make a few stops first. I bet the first thing he'd do is go visit Old Man Snorkel. He loves seeing friends, and Old Man Snorkel gives him a ton of snacks.
Oh, hello there, doggy. Oh, it's you, Buster. Why are you here? Hey, get out of my house, you pesky thief! Hey, that's my dinner! Wait! Where'd you go? He disappeared. Buster? Where are you? Buster!
Then he'd probably say hi to the mailman. Buster helps him deliver mail. They're best buddies.
What a peaceful day to deliver mail. No rain, no wind, and best of all, no Buster. What was that? Oh, no. It's Buster. Where is he? I can't see him. Ah! Oh, no. The mail. It's scattered. It's everywhere. Buster? Buster? Ah! Where did you come from? No. Not the mail! Don't tear up my mail! Oh, no!
After that, I think he'd make one last stop at Mrs. Kelp's house. He's really good friends with her cat, Kibbles. They play together every day. Kibbles! Time to come inside! You? Kibbles, what's got you so scared? Oh no, not Buster again. Listen here, you naughty dog. Leave my cat alone. Oh, he's got my poor Kibbles up in a tree. Buster, stop it. Where are your owners? And now, I bet he's home taking a long, relaxing nap.
That doesn't sound like Buster at all.
Of course it does. Those are all his favorite places.
No, I mean, Buster's a troublemaker. He'd probably take someone's food or chase Kibbles up a tree.
Oh, he wouldn't do that, Sunny. He knows better.
Bubbles, he stole a whole blueberry pie earlier. Plus, this is the second time in one day that we're looking for him because he ran off. Who knows where he is now?
I mean, I guess he could be in a little bit of trouble, but I'm sure he'll be fine.
Or a lot of trouble.
Bubbles, aren't you even a little worried about Buster? He could be anywhere.
Of course I'm worried about Buster, but worrying won't help us find him, Leo.
But what if Nebulos finds him first? What do we do if he takes the galactic suit from Buster? He'd be too powerful to stop.
Well, obviously I don't want that to happen. But I trust you and Sunny to help me make sure that doesn't happen. Every other mission we've been on has worked out in the end, right?
I guess so.
Exactly. So, instead of focusing on how worried we are about Buster, let's focus on finding him. See? That's him now. I know it. Buster has a very distinct bark.
He literally sounds like every other dog on the planet.
Well, let's go find him. Come on.
But why is he barking at that tree?
It looks like Buster chased Mrs. Kelp's cat up there.
Oh, I don't think he'd do that. It's probably just a squirrel. Bubbles! There you are! Oh, hi, Mrs. Kelp. Don't hi me! Your dog has got my kibble stuck in that tree! Make Buster stop! Whoops! Don't worry, Mrs. Kelp. We'll get Buster.
You'd better! Poor Kibbles is going to have nightmares for weeks!
Can cats even have nightmares?
Well, wouldn't you know, young man?
Oh, panthers are not cats! Why do people keep saying that?
I think it's your tail. Or maybe your ears.
Bubbles, get Buster now!
Oh, right! On it! Buster, come here, boy. Who wants a treat?
Hey, the treats are working. Bubbles, grab his leash.
Aw, who's a good boy, Buster?
Buster is not a good boy. Just look at how terrified Kibbles is.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Kelp. We should have kept a better eye on Buster.
Just make sure it doesn't happen again. Come along, Kibbles.
We should take that sweater off Buster before he runs away again.
Aw, but he looks so cute. Do we have to?
Yes!
All right. I guess we could just move his legs a bit, pull it over his head, and... There!
Are you sure that's the galactic thingy you're looking for?
I don't think dog sweaters can make you turn invisible. Maybe the galactic suit's disguised for extra protection or something.
It doesn't look that small. I wonder if I could fit in it. Huh?
Bubbles, don't!
Oh, Leo, Sunny, this is so cool!
Bubbles, that's so gross. Buster was just wearing that.
Oh, come on, it doesn't smell that bad. Ooh, can either of you see me? How many fingers am I holding up?
Four.
How'd you know?
Because we can see you again.
Aw, I thought the invisibility would last a little longer.
Does the suit look different to you two? It was a blue dog sweater and Buster, but now it's pink and fuzzy and has unicorns?
Sunshine's right. The suit changed when you put it on, Bubbles.
Ooh, I wonder if it changes for everyone. Here, Sunny, try it on.
We shouldn't be trying on the galactic suit. It's not a toy.
Oh, all right.
So it changes color when someone puts it on, but does it always look like a sweater?
I don't think so. When we saw pictures of the galactic armor on Thundros, the suit looked like real armor.
Look, the suit's changing again, but nobody's wearing it.
Oh, that's it! That's the galactic suit! I mean, how it normally looks.
Look how shiny the metal is!
Bubbles, is it just me, or does the galactic suit look just like your granny's costume?
You're right. They're almost exactly the same. Well, except for the glitter on Granny's costume.
Okay, now that we know we have the suit, can we please put it somewhere safe?
Why don't we just keep it with us?
I don't know.
Makes sense to me.
Buster? What is it, boy?
Nebulos! We can't let him get the suit!
Well, well. It looks like you found your little dog, Starkeepers. But where's the galactic suit? I know you have it.
Well, you see, we...
You'll never find it!
I'm disappointed. I thought I made myself clear. You can either hand over the suit, or watch me grind this planet to dust. This is your last chance.
We're not giving up the suit, Nebulos, no matter what you say.
Then say goodbye to this planet.
Wait, no!
Leo, what are you doing?
Don't hurt this planet, Nebulos. You win. We'll give you the galactic suit.
We will?
On one condition. Once you have the suit, leave this planet and never come back.
Leo, can I talk to you for a minute?
Don't worry, Bubbles. I know what I'm doing.
We can't just give him the suit. Isn't that what you've been saying this whole time? We won't be able to stop him.
I've got a plan. You trust me, right?
Of course I do.
Good. Then just follow my lead.
Are you two finished?
We hid the suit to keep it safe. I need time to go and get it.
What? We didn't...
I said we hid the armor to keep it safe. Right, Bubbles?
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's definitely hidden somewhere.
You have 5 minutes. And if you try to trick me in any way...
You're gonna destroy the planet. Got it.
Roll over, Buster. Roll over.
Your friend's time is almost up, Starkeeper.
Leo will be back any second. I'm sure of it.
Here it is. The galactic suit.
Leo, are you sure about this?
I'm sure, Bubbles. I'd rather give Nebulos the suit than let him hurt this planet. Here, Nebulos. Just take it and go.
You would really trade the galactic suit just to keep this planet safe? How ridiculous. You have no idea how much power you just handed over. What's this? The galactic suit won't fit over the helmet. No matter. I'll just remove the helmet for a moment. I don't remember the galactic suit sparkling like this. Then again, it has been a few hundred years.
Buster, see that shiny helmet on the ground? Pickle, Buster! Pickle!
What is this dog? Stop! Give me the helmet!
You have the galactic suit, but the helmet's ours, Nebulos.
Good boy, Buster! Sunny, you and Buster, get behind us.
That won't be necessary, Bubbles.
Wait, what?
Did Buster just talk?
How is this possible?
By wearing the galactic helmet, I've gained the ability to speak your language.
So you can talk to us now? That's great!
It is, as you say, abso-positive-alutely amazing.
This is ridiculous. Give me the helmet.
Maybe Buster should leave. I don't think Nebulos will let him keep the helmet for long.
I'm not going anywhere. Bubbles, I have a plan for us to escape that angry man you call Nebulos. I will distract him while you and your cat friend use your powers to weaken him.
My name's Leo, and I'm not a cat!
Ah, doesn't matter. Bubbles, do you trust me?
Of course I do.
Then leave this to me. Hey, you with the sparkly shirt.
It's metal armor, not a sparkly shirt, you foolish little dog. Bring me the helmet.
You look ridiculous in that shirt. Come and get me if you're so scary. Bubbles, Leo, now.
Let's see if Nebulos can take the heat.
Hey, Nebulos, need a bath?
Enough of this. You can't defeat me. With the armor, I'm stronger than all of you.
Prove it, you walking, talking disco ball!
Disco ball! Good one, Buster!
I'm the most powerful being in the universe! You're going to regret that.
That was a close one!
Oh, Buster, keep going!
That's right. Come over here, Mr. Sparkles. Is that glitter on your costume?
I don't know how long we can keep this up.
I think we're wearing Nebulos down. Just a bit longer.
Not so big and strong now, are you, Nebulos? You're about as powerful as one of the crickets I ate for breakfast this morning.
Ew! Buster, you ate a cricket?
They're a great source of protein.
Enough! Do you honestly think there's any power strong enough to stop me?
Maybe we should get out of here.
I defeated Ultar. I destroyed hundreds of planets. I invaded Sanctuaria. I controlled the Galactic Helmet. I am power!
What did you do to Bubbles?
Buster, look out!
Come here!
Nebulos took the helmet back!
Poor little starkeepers. You've lost two pieces of the galactic armor to me now.
We won't give up, Nebulos. The rest of the armor's out there, and the other starkeepers are looking for it right now.
Then perhaps I'll visit a few of your little friends and let them lead me directly to the other pieces of the galactic armor. Good luck stopping me.
Leo, Bubbles, are you two okay?
We're fine, Sunny.
Yeah, all good.
I can't believe Nebulos got the galactic suit and took the helmet back. What are we going to do?
Actually, Bubbles, Nebulos only has the helmet.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we saw you give Nebulos the suit.
When I left to go get the galactic suit earlier, I hung the real suit on the clothesline at your house and brought back your granny's costume instead. That way it was hidden in plain sight.
Ah! Leo, that's genius! I guess we were worried for nothing.
I told you I had a plan. I'm just glad Nebulos didn't figure out we gave him a fake suit. Hopefully he won't notice for a while. Let's go get the real suit from your house.
Bubbles! Sunshine, look! Something's happened to my costume!
I guess even Bubbles' granny can't tell the difference between the costume and the armor.
Granny, you're wearing the suit. I mean, your costume. It looks great.
I don't know what you dears added to my costume, but this is incredible. Is there some sort of button that makes me invisible? I think it's a bit faulty. 1 minute I'm invisible, and the next I'm back to normal. It's so strange.
orange.
Actually, we can't let you keep that.
Can't she wear it for just a little bit? She does need a costume for the play.
Oh, this would be perfect for Act One. Oh, what's the line? If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me.
See, look how happy she is. Please, Leo.
All right, just for opening night. But after that, we need to keep it safe.
Yay, that'll be no problem.
Bubbles? Where did your granny go?
Oh, fish sticks! Granny? Granny! An invisible grandmother wearing the galactic suit. This looks like a job for Detective Bubbles!
Oh, here we go again.